Cellular and Molecular Biology from the University of Michigan. She spent thousands of hours investigating how vaccines cause injury to the body. Please welcome Dr. Christina Parks.
Thank you. As an African American, I come here as one of the most vaccine hesitant groups. In fact, the only other group that comes near that are PhDs in the biomedical sciences. Because we know that life is complex and we don't know everything, and we're not arrogant enough to think that our science is comparable to God. African Americans have been marginalized in this country, and we've literally been experimented on. And Brother Rizzo really looked at that when he did his speech. But what he referred to, he didn't elucidate the whole thing. He talked about what Bobby Kennedy brought to him. And what Bobby Kennedy brought to him was that in 2002, the CDC did the experiment, you know, the autism experiment. Does the MMR cause autism? So they looked at vaccinated kids that were vaccinated on time and those that were vaccinated late, and they didn't expect to find anything, except they did. They found that African-American boys that were vaccinated on time had 336% more diagnosis of autism than the general populace. And so what did they do? Did they say, hey, why is this? Let's get some scientists in here and study this. Let's halt the program. Let's figure this out. No, they kept vaccinating our boys. And they shredded the data. It is 20 years later. How many of our black boys' brains have been destroyed because of the CDC's negligence and their criminal activity? And now they want us to inject experimental gene therapy. We don't want their fucking vaccine. Of African Americans have not taken this vaccine. Does that mean 70% of us will be excluded from the workforce, from education? Why don't they just tell us we can't read anymore? And these, as we know, have not been tested for their effects on fertility or on cancer. But that's not why I'm here, because we know that this is not about health. We know that the entire vaccine program is not about safety. The vaccine program is built on an unholy alliance of greed, control, and death. So today I'm announcing that we are going to counter their unholy alliance with one that is holy. Today I'm announcing we are building a coalition of doctors and scientists to address vaccine injury. Yesterday was our first meeting, and I can't tell you how excited these doctors are. They call me up, these scientists, they talk for hours. Our alliance is going to be named VITA. It means life. Vaccine Injury Treatment Alliance. So if you have long-haul COVID, if you have been injured by a COVID vaccine, if you've been injured by a DTaP vaccine, if you've been injured by an MMR vaccine, we hear you. We see your pain. You are not a nameless person. You are my friends. I spent 4 hours with McDowell's talking about why their triplets, all three of them, regressed into autism in 24 hours after one vaccine. I talked to Nick Gauthier and his wife, trying to figure out if there was possibly a way he would not have to go to the hospital yet again, saying goodbye to his children, not knowing if he would come back home after one Tdap vaccine. We hear you, we see you, and we are gonna storm the gates of hell to get you the help you need. Let's be clear, this is a war, but that's okay, we're warriors. And we will not stop fighting for truth, for scientific integrity, and for life. Thank you.
Good evening, everybody. It is Sunday, January 23rd, 2022. It's 8:21 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This is the Fakeologist Show. I come to you Sunday through Thursday between 8 and 8:30. And I bring to you some of my research that I'm looking into and give you links and other people to do your research on and just basically try and keep up with this COVIDian cult takeover, which may or may not be going according to plan. It's really hard to tell. I go back and forth every single day. I really don't know exactly what's going on. It's a tough one. It's really tough to figure out. That was the lovely Christina Parks. I've heard of her. She did a testimony, I believe, in Ann Arbor, Michigan, a few months ago regarding the quaxines. And I was doing my walk today and listening to the Washington speeches. They're more interesting, of course, than the Canadian speeches. There were a couple Canadian rallies yesterday and today, but I wanted to hear JP, who is, I sort of like him. I watch many of his videos. He's the guy with the ginger red hair going down to his shoulder blades. And he's a bit of a comedian. I think he's pretty funny. Very smart, very witty. Obviously, it takes a lot of effort to think up all those skits that he does day in and day out. Definitely is a talent I don't have. But he was the host. And a couple of the usual cast of characters were out. I know that most people here that read, say, Dark Side Papers on Telegram that I have a link to. Most of these characters before us, Dark Side Papers has exposed as being pro-vax and not really on our side. But I suppose it sort of fits in with the idea that are all controlled opposition bad? Are they doing more harm than good? Do they help wake some people up? That's a debate that many of us go back and forth on, I think. Del Bigtree was the last speech before they cut the power off at 3:30. Nice number, 33. And he actually had one of the better speeches in the sense of rousing the crowd. The other people were a little pedestrian. Oh, this, I didn't listen to the whole thing, but I clipped this Christina Parks video because I just thought that when she dropped the F-bomb, she has some passion. I just thought it was worth listening to. So I clipped it because I couldn't find anyone else that had clipped it. Now, YouTube didn't do any favors to find this rally. This was on Rumble. And Rumble's not the best platform for trying to find stuff, but I found, obviously, a few live links to the rally. I didn't think the crowd was all that great. I know it was cold down there. Certainly wasn't as cold down there as it was up here in Canada. But then I found YouTube had a couple live links, nothing official. A couple of channels I've never heard of, just maybe individuals that are providing video, which I appreciated. But I'm not sure, nobody really got into the nuts and bolts of what all this injection hysteria is all about, really. I think Christina Parks alluded to it a tiny bit, that it's not about injections, about power, control, and death. Sounds about right to me. But then I found another video on Rumble. One thing I like about Rumble, which is supposed to be a Canadian company, is they email new videos that come into the channels. FakeoTube does the same thing, of course. FakeoTube is my platform. If you subscribe to my channel, Fakeologist Admin, I'm pretty much the only channel, you should get emails when I upload. and it makes it easier to keep up with the new stuff. Rumble does the same thing. YouTube stopped doing it. Maybe they just had too many people to send emails to, although they own Gmail. I don't see what the problem would be, and they've got a million zillion server farms everywhere. They could certainly keep up with it. But I miss tons of YouTube videos that I subscribe to because I just don't go on the YouTube website and click the notifications bell. So I react mostly to my email, which I've told you guys. So if you guys send me an email, I'm most likely going to react to you there as opposed to any other part of the website. So just know that. I know people are sending me messages on Twitter. Actually just realized you can open up your direct messages on Twitter to everyone now. That was never the case before. I've done that. So anyone can message me on Twitter and Telegram and Discord. Just, you could spend your entire day just rotating around your inbounds to see who's messaging you. And don't even bother sending me a message on Instagram. I rarely log on to that. I'm on Facebook only because other people that aren't on using their email properly are sending messages on Facebook. And those people might not have blogs that are on Facebook. So if I don't look at the Facebook, then I miss some of the stuff they're posting. Now, mostly I grab stuff off Facebook if it's really good and put it on the blog or on the video platform, FakoTube. But it's a never-ending battle. It's a thankless battle. It's impossible to keep up. Whoa, whoo. The volume of material is crazy off the charts. Nuts. I'm going to play a little bit. Let's go back to FakoTube. And we got a few people online. Let's see. I can see in real time who's online. I think I got Heretic, Mike, and Rez. And I'm getting lots of video replays here. You get about 500 to 1,000 watches per video. And that's if I highlight it on the blog. It's quite interesting. If I don't put it on the blog, then a lot of people don't go to FakoTube. But here's one by Naomi Wolf. And she has a website called... I just put it on my feed list. Daily Clout. Daily Clout. She seems to be pretty plugged into what's going on. And I really think people should focus on this aspect. Because the vaccines are still a distraction. They're an important distraction because they are experimenting and I think they are hurting people. But the end game is the vaccine passports. I think they call them the safety passes or the safe passes or the health passes in the U.S. They're private companies that are trying to come up with it. But this is what it's all about. This is the end game. And she knows it. And she explains it. Now, this is 15 minutes. I'll play the first five. I listened to the whole thing just before the show. That's why I'm late. I'll play a little bit about it because this is really very important.
Hi. Hi, everyone. It's Naomi Wolf, CEO of Daily Clout. And as I promised, I'm here to talk about the vaccine passports. I appeared on Fox yesterday to share my warning about the vaccine passports, and I got hundreds and hundreds of emails from across the political spectrum saying, I'm scared too, what can I do to help? So I just wanted to take more time to explain what exactly the vaccine passports are. Because there's a lot of, I wouldn't say misinformation, I would say lack of appropriate warning about what this platform really represents. So this is probably the most serious warning I've ever given. As I said earlier, I've been warning everyone since 2008 that we could slip into a fascist reality, and the vaccine passports really are the last step and you know, as someone said today, the hill worth dying on, or the last fight that we have to fight. Because once the passport vaccines are accepted, there is no more resistance. There is no more choice. So let me explain, as CEO of a tech company, Daily Cloud, exactly why this, not even proposal, it's being rolled out in Israel. It was rolled out in Israel. It's being promoted in Britain that you have to scan your vaccine passport in order to go to a pub and have a pint. It's, you know, President Biden in America said this is going to be mandated. My tyrannical governor Andrew Cuomo said that it's got to be, you know, rolled out, the Excelsior Pass that IBM is creating. It's happening at warp speed. So please don't be fooled. This is the most dangerous tool that humanity has faced in my lifetime, if not ever, in terms of human liberty. Basically, let me explain a little nerdy tech detail. When you sign up on a website, you or on an app, there's a place where you sign your name and you choose a password, and then there's a list of terms and conditions, and you agree to them. Well, that's really important. It seems insignificant, but it's really important, because what it means is you have choice. You can read the terms and conditions, and you can think, this is too you know, tyrannical. They're going to sell my private details. I'm not willing to agree to these terms and conditions. They're not in my favor. And the password and username means that you get to decide when you log on to TD Bank or when you log on to PayPal. You're not walking around your daily life logged into PayPal. You're not walking around your daily life logged into, you know, a credit score. So that's really, really important. You're in control. So with the vaccine passports, none of that will be the case. Everyone has to be participating all the time. And what I mean by that is, if you don't participate, you don't get let into the supermarket to buy food. You don't get let into the pub to meet your friends. You can't get into the restaurant. You can't travel on an airplane. You can't travel on a bus. You can't travel on a train. And it's not just that you're forced to participate. I can't say this any more clearly. The vaccine passport platform is the same platform as a social credit system. I'm going to say that again because it's so important. The vaccine passport platform is the same platform as a social credit system, like in China, that enslaves 8 billion people. In China, the CCP can find any dissident in 5 minutes because of the 360-degree surveillance of the social credit system. And it means that...
Yeah, that's what it's all about. That is what this injection revolution is all about, people. Take note. Be aware. Be afraid, because... that's what it all boils down to. Do people want this? Now, they're going to sell this in the name of health. But I don't think people really have a clue what the end game is. And as we know, we've said it before here, that passport will have your digital currency on it. It will have your social credit. It'll have your actual credit score. It will have your carbon credit score. Of course, it'll have your health records. It will have, clearly have your location, because everywhere you go, you're going to have to scan in. So even if you don't have GPS live on your screen, you'll always know, it'll always know where you are, where you've been. And you'll probably need it to log on to the internet. That'll be easy, because there aren't too many internet service providers. There are only a few big boys. So that's the whole point of having Corporation Nation, where everyone's a big boy. Back in the old days, even when the internet, the BBS has started, they're all little small outfits, and they rented space from the big boys. I always enjoyed that aspect where you could select from maybe 20, 30, 100 in your city, different internet service providers. Not anymore. It's just dominated, and those Nexus points can easily choke people away without their digital IDs. So that's what's coming. And she's totally right. I don't see anything stopping it. Maybe just sheer ignorance is stopping it. People don't know the end game because they're not willing to do a little bit of research like we do and look two or three steps into the future. But even if she's not totally right, she's definitely on the right track. And the other website that has all this information is, let me see what the name of it is. It's truthtalk.uk. Let me just see here. I think it's one of the better websites, so we'll just bring that up. I haven't looked at it in a few days. I have thousands. I think I must have 1,000 different places I have to look every day. Western Australia launches digital ID app sold as a vaccine passport. There you go. The technocratic, and this he wrote a week or two ago. The technocratic totalitarianism that's coming for every country is modeled after the CCP style of authoritarian rule. And this digital surveillance apparatus is what allows the CCP to reach into the homes and the lives of every resident on a 24/7 basis. We know the technology behind digital currency, vaccine passports, and the social credit systems have been in the works for years. And thanks to COVID, the elite's dream of a totalitarian lockstep police state is being realized. Their plan to get every man, woman, and child jabbed with their continuously updatable, self-assembling nano circuitry. This is the controversial stuff that Graphene Lemming is talking about. If you haven't listened to Graphene Lemming, a lot of people think he is just fear-mongering. He could be right about this. Here we go. Evidence of self-assembling nano circuitry in the Pfizer vaccine. This is on futurenews.com. And here is this video. I guess it is. I like Greg Reese. I think he's from InfoWars.
Ricardo Delgado has a master's in biostatistics. His postgraduate...
Okay. A lot of people also say this is garbage. La Quinta Columna. I think Dark Side Papers thought that was crap. I don't know. I haven't really looked into that. I think it's in Spanish as well. Let's continue. Operating system and connect every human's vaccine history to a global AI digital identity system. This new OS requires a certain number of updates before it becomes fully operational inside the human body. See, that's the part that I'm not sure is going to ever happen. But it can be outside the human body. Here we go here, so. Current state, England. This week, Tory MP Alicia Curran asked him to drop domestic certification at the earliest possible opportunity. It's hard to say what's going on with England right now. But whatever's happening, it's temporary. Well, there you go. Little video on the app in Western Australia.
The Service WA app provides everything you need to be COVID-19 safe, all in one location on your smartphone. With Service WA, you can show proof of your COVID-19 vaccinations, check in at businesses and venues, and register your interstate travel. In the future, more features will be made available, making Service WA the best place to access state government services. It's free, secure, and convenient. To find out more, visit wa.gov.au. Authorized by the State Government, Perth.
And don't forget, people want this. People absolutely want this. I would say the majority, maybe 51%. I guess they just don't see the tyranny in it. But it's coming. Now, can it come without the injections? I don't know. This is the guy.
Hello, everyone. I'm Fleur Anderson, your host for the Digital Transformation.
They have tyrants like
so today I can announce that effective Monday, January 31, we will be expanding proof of vaccination requirements for visitors to public and private hospitals and aged care facilities. All hospitality venues, including restaurants, cafes, bars, pubs, clubs, taverns, nightclubs, and dine-in fast food, roadhouses, service stations, and takeaway are exempt. So I'll repeat that. All hospitality venues, including restaurants, cafes, bars, pubs, clubs, taverns, nightclubs, and dine-in fast food are included.
We used to have someone on the Fakeologist audio chat, Australian Roundtable, who was in Perth. I haven't heard from him in a couple months. But yeah, that's Western Australia. Oof. They are just going full tilt over there. So this is on truthtalk.uk blog, Seek for Truth. Just a really great blog. He really keeps track of all of this. So you can see his posts if you go to the top. Highly recommend his blog for information. He has a mailing list as well. I would just join up on that as well. He's been quiet as of late, but he's got some good stuff. And he does some pretty good posts, as you can see. Seek for Truth, truthtalk.uk. Well, let's just go to the main screen and say hi to everyone who's shown up tonight. All right, we'll go right to the top and see who's here. Don't Be a Dog's Body is here. Hello. Dirty Benny, hello. Hair, hello. Stupid, hello. Tunax, hello. David Evans, you want to find out about trucking? I don't really do that much over the road, but you can call in if you want. And Lost Spider Phallus, hello. Gabriel, hello. And who else we got here? Yeah, so I don't really see this changing. I think everything is on schedule. Yeah, it's interesting. Let's go through the blog. I haven't gone through the blog in a while. Let's first thank the latest donor. And I really appreciate the generosity. We have a new video. I don't know. Did I play this latest video? How about them transparent day? I think I did. But the latest donors, single amount donors, Nick W. I think Nick has donated before. Thanks so much. 99.11. Molly, 91.10. Those are all number, have 9.11 in them, of course. Rachel recently donated. For B, Philip G. Thanks, guys. Really appreciate the donations. Very kind of you. I use a lot of the money to pay for FakoTube, first of all, even though that was paid forward for a while. But I do buy some of the other smaller plugins and subscribe to some of my sources that I give to you. I really appreciate all you guys and the monthly donors of 9/11. Really appreciate all you guys. That's fakeologist.com/donate. And we take everything from PayPal to Bitcoin, which is worth about half of what it was a month or two ago, to Pirate Chain, which is worth about a tenth of what it was a few months ago. But definitely a risky business if you're going to invest in that kind of stuff. Treat it as a penny stock. Only invest what you can afford to lose, which shouldn't be that much. Definitely take it easy on that cryptocurrency, but we take normal currency, and I appreciate anyone who donates. We have a couple sub-blogs as well, shorts.fakeologist.com. which is where I put a lot of the quick links without commentary. So, for instance, if I'm reading or listening to a podcast that I don't really have much to say about, I just put it as a link here, and it goes out of my Twitter. It's just a place for you to see what I'm looking at. Sometimes I put memes in here. Anytime I do a retweet, I often put it in this shorts.fakeologist.com for people to follow. If you want to follow this, you can just type in your email here, or you can use the RSS feed. One of the main reasons I use WordPress, number one, it's widespread. Number two, it's pretty easy. Number three, it's mobile, so I can use my mobile to post. And number four, it generates automatic RSS feeds, so you can bring in the blog into your RSS feed reader. That was the predecessor to places like Facebook. Facebook just brings in the internal feeds and puts it you into, what do they call it, a storyline or your feed. I can't remember what Facebook calls it, but it's the same exact idea, except they capture all the data on their own platform, so they can track and trace and sell your data as to what you're looking at and who you're listening to and whatnot. But the original concept was for a wide open internet that nobody controlled. And everyone, if they generated a feed, you could bring all the feeds into a reader, which are usually free, and then read everything and bring everything in to one place. So that's why I still use WordPress. Still the best. And you self-host it and you're fine. Now here's a Canadian podcast that I just found. It's called Eyes is Watching. And he's on Rumble as well. Not a pretty good commentary, actually. So here's the link. So just click on that. He's actually pretty good.
Welcome, people. This is Steve Eyes. You're on the Eyes is Watching channel, January the 19th, 2022. Now, another day, more confusing, conflicting reports, of course, to leave people in a disoriented state, free-floating anxiety, so people are more susceptible to the BS. So all around the world, we're hearing some countries are loosening restrictions, even saying they're completely getting rid of them, while a place like Austria is making vaccines compulsory for the population. What is...
He does a news type show, actually quite well done. The one thing I thought was interesting when I was looking for donations, though, he has all the websites, which is smart. I don't have e-transfer, but I might set that up soon. He also created a GoFundMe for himself. What do you guys think of this idea? I thought that was kind of shameless, but it's interesting. So he's trying to raise 10 grand and he's raised 1200 bucks. What is it about GoFundMe? Does that, so he organizes it for himself, which is interesting. Do you think that's a fair thing to do? Do a GoFundMe for yourself? I just find it sort of, it's interesting. One guy gave 350 bucks. Does this make people more likely to donate when they see right in front? Now, of course, I put my donors and the donations on my page. I don't think that's the wrong thing to do. Now, it just makes sure I have to pay taxes on it now, though, since I've made it public. But I'm just curious what you guys think of GoFundMe for yourself. I just thought that was kind of strange. Kind of strange to do your own fundraiser for yourself. What do you guys think? Let's see. Oh, Tunax is watching it as well. Yeah, he's pretty good. Yeah, it is a little tacky, Tunax, but I'm not against it. I just found it funny. All right, Linda Curtis is here. Hello, Linda. I'll play a little more.
What is happening here? Well, this is all done on purpose. To see through data harvesting and collecting the data from all these social media platforms, they can tell where people's fear levels are and stress levels. If people are getting too fed up with these restrictions, it tells them, okay, pull back a little. People are getting too angry. And once they pull back, we go back into our relaxing lives and become more docile. that's when it gives them the green light to press forward and impose more restrictions. So here in BC, we have Bonnie Henry yesterday saying they will allow the gyms to open. Thank you, Bonnie, the god of BC. She allows the gyms to reopen now. But that's because a lot of gyms in BC got together and they are totally not with this restriction BS anymore. They said they were going to open up regardless of what Bonnie Henry says. So that tells the elite scumbags to say, look, we need to pull back a little. You know, you can open, but because we said you can open. You know, that's what they're doing here. So never take this as a sign of hope that things are changing. They've been doing this from the beginning. And Bonnie Henry was even on live yesterday, the live stream. She was saying, these vaccines don't change your DNA, nor do they affect fertility. I mean, lying.
Anyway, have a watch of Steve. He's pretty cool. Maybe I'll try and get him on the show and get some synergy going here with him. But good job, Steve. It's good to see. I always try and bring new sources for you guys. Here is what I watched a bit of today on my walk, where I listened to it. This is
adverse event rate of 20%.
Steve Kirsch.
Now, that's unprecedented.
Ooh, dark side.
And it's replicated in doctors that I know. I know a neurologist with 20,000 patients. She's got 2,000 vaccine injured out of the 20,000 patients. And so it's not just VAERS where you're seeing these high percentages, but you're seeing it in the physicians that you know and trust that are
so here's
next
a bit of
in the war room.
Coming out, and it makes no
moved our entire health strategy.
Thank you for standing up for my freedom. Thank you for making sure I have my birthright. Thank you for your bravery. Thank you for your courage. Thank you for going into the field of discomfort. And with that said, I know we've all traveled our distances to be here, but there's a special man here. He's crazy enough, he walked from New York City here to Washington, D.C., not because he just needed the exercise, because he's raising both awareness and money for healthcare workers who were fired because of the mandates. And I'd like to welcome Jeff Silverman, ladies and gentlemen. Please give it up for Jeff.
Thank you.
And now I'd like to welcome back to the stage for the singing of our national anthem, Mr. Jimmy Levy.
What's up, everybody? I'm going to sing the national anthem. I'm going to get my starting note. It's a singer thing. Oh, say, can you see
this guy's actually a pretty good singer.
By the dawn's early light, we're so proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars.
Anyway, I thought that was a pretty good, I'm going to watch the rest of this tomorrow, or listen to it anyway, on my drive. But pretty cool, and it was pretty amazing how every major network ignored it. You have to give the major networks credit that they are really keeping all alternative stuff off the air. It's really amazing, actually, and the coordination is outstanding. So you really have to go to some of these other strange websites, Patriot News Outlet Live. Who knows who they are, but you know that it's going to be harder to find for the average person. It only has 26,000 views. Even though it was published today, I don't know why they have yesterday's date on it. Because I think it was today, I believe, wasn't it? Yeah, I watched it live. So it's got yesterday's date. But yeah, it's pretty amazing, the coordination, the ownership of the media, the control of the media. If you ever, it doesn't matter what side of this you're on, the lack of coverage of both sides of the story should be enough to alarm most people. I think it's crazy. Okay, let's go back to the blog. Another good video with Stefan Lanka and this Russian girl, Katie. My eyes start to glaze over when we talk about the ins and outs of the PCR and the testing, but the title got my attention, The End of Virology. Hopefully, this is the end of virology because it's a false, fake science. And Stefan Lanka is one of the only people in the world that's exposing it for what it is. Wouldn't it be fantastic if we got rid of the whole concept of vaccines and viruses, because it is a phony baloney science.
Stefan, you already successfully finished two phases of the control experiments for SARS-CoV-2. During these two phases, you scientifically proved that no virologist had ever isolated the SARS-CoV-2 virus and sequenced its genome. And you also proved that it was never done in the whole history of virology with any virus. Could you please tell us, what are you doing now in the third phase?
Thank you very much for this question. In the third phase, we are doing exactly the same what virologists are doing, but we are using genetic material not only from humans, which are healthy, but from animals, from plants.
Anyway, I'm not going to play the whole thing. Partially because these guys are hard to hear, but just know that this video mainly explains how virology is on its way out if people are going to be honest about what they're doing. And Stefan Lank, I think, is the best at explaining that, so take a look at that. Now, another video that is been given rise to the whole virus debate. Are viruses real? Are viruses not? Steve Kirsch is the leading person that seems to be come out of the woodwork in the last couple of months on vaccines are dangerous, but one thing he doesn't want to let go of is that viruses are real. He was challenging Christine Massey as to whether viruses have been isolated. Apparently, Dr. Mercola, who's another leading person against this whole COVID thing, is saying viruses are real. So that's led Cowan and Kaufman to come up with another video. I like these guys. I think they're on the right side still. They made a response to that. Sometimes I think when we get too buried in this whole debate, we miss the point, which, as I played earlier, is really Naomi Wolf and her idea that this is all to bring in the vaccine passport. So when we're bogged down with our viruses, real, not real, isolated, not isolated, I think it helps further the agenda in the end, which is to bring in the vaccine passport. So this is just sort of a fake move. It's sort of a head fake. And I do believe these guys have the best answer.
All right. Here we are again, another Friday at 2:00. And as far as I remember, I've done my Friday at 2:00 solo. But today I have the very special opportunity to do a Friday at 2:00 unnamed webinar with my friend Andy Kaufman. So, Andy, thanks for joining me on this.
My pleasure, Tom. I was wondering if you would ever invite me.
Oh, yeah. Well, here we go. And by the way, Andy, I always update people, not always, but I am now up to being able to do all the Tommy Johns for 5 minutes.
All right. I won't play the whole thing of that. So that's another taste of something you might want to look into. and Christine and Side Matter, Dark Side Papers. They're both going on Steve Kirsch's Substack and going after him for his views. This is a really interesting thing that Christine did. Christine Massey, I had her on my show in the last week or two. And she went to serve the notices of trespass, cease and desist, I guess under common law. So she did a whole post on this. Quite interesting. I don't know if this has any basis in common law or how they're going to get through to how they're going to break the monopoly that the law, the law we have of the land now with this common law. I don't know if it's going to break through and overarch with their paperwork. But you got to give Christine credit. She not only talks the talk, but she walks the walk. She's a good blog post. She has perfectly linked it, including the idea that this thing called Peterborough Public Health is just a charity masquerading as a government agency. People really need to be aware of this. These are not government agencies. These are charity / corporations that are funded by tax dollars. So it allows them to create this parallel government, unelected government, with these public health officials that are nothing more than, I would say some of them are bankers and actors just masquerading as with this false science called epidemiology. That's how I look at it. It's difficult for people to get their head around it because they have the name of the jurisdiction, usually Peterborough or Canada or Ontario. Then they use the words public health. But these are just like any other charities or corporations bossing people around. And they're getting government money. And the government is bowing to them. But they're not called upon, called out. They're not challenged because they have these things called top doctors working for them. This was well done. So Christine went after this guy to serve him, and then he called the cops. So she's a brave woman. And she smartly put all her documentation. She's had witnesses videoing it. She just does a fantastic job. And it's cold up here, and there's lots of snow, so just take a look at this. He does come to the door.
Hi there.
Hi,
good. I think you're new to the neighborhood.
Yeah, we are. I'm Thomas. Nice to meet you.
Okay, it's nice to meet you too. I'm sorry to bother you. I just want to disturb you. You have your dinner right now?
Yeah.
Okay, so, well, welcome to the neighborhood. It's a lovely
neighborhood.
What's
the gentleman's name?
Oh, this is just my friend, and you're being served. You've been served.
That was fast.
There it is in his mailbox, whether he wants it or not. It's there. What we just did here, we're in Peterborough, and we're at the in front of the home of the medical officer
Thomas
house,
Pickett.
Thomas Pickett. And he was just served with a notice of trespass and liability and cease and desist. So, and this information has been filed at various police departments already.
Real quick, it's okay. Not a whole read. Just high level.
Okay. So
we got to move.
Okay. So what he's been given is an evidence package and statement of facts, and also notice of trespass, liability, and cease and desist. So there's 18 points, just basic logic about how the alleged virus has never been purified. It's never been.
So Christine's claim to fame is that she's written to about 150 different agencies to say that that no one has isolated this virus or any other virus, and this is what would be necessary to create a vaccine or to even identify that a virus causes illness. This is pretty central to the whole lie, and that's why she harps on it so. I think she later got harassed by the police.
But everyone's perception on what happens in a place is different.
But what's on the video is something a month ago. Nothing.
I don't know what you alleged a month ago.
Well, I'm telling you, there's a case number. And
police problems here tonight.
Okay, so he tried to assault us with the door.
You have served him the paperwork you need to serve. He didn't accept it. I understand that.
Yeah.
You can't be going back onto it.
Can you give him the papers?
I cannot serve him the papers. Says him. He does not want to.
So can we get an escort inside Peterborough Public Health then?
So you're obstructing.
Why not?
I am not.
You're making it impossible for us. No, you're obstructing.
There are lawyers and there are process
lawyers.
We're
not obligated to get
lawyers.
Arguing with the cops.
And girls, do you not see it?
I'm just trying to do my
job. No, I'm just not. Everybody
there
who
is
in
way
charge
to go about what to hire right. So please do not
like
go back
still,
to this property so you could be charged with
no seriously
okay?
No, you guys are wasting your money.
All right,
I think you guys
so
should just
say
okay,
you should
support us
and just go. I'm not supporting
you. Stop preventing
there you go.
Okay,
well that's that. And so take a look at all this. She documents it very well. And is this a waste of time? I don't think so. But she documents everything properly. And you can read through this. Her blog is fluoridefreepeel.ca. Highly recommends it. I think she went on this Christopher James show. I'm not sure what to think of this guy.
The courthouse powerfully and lawfully with people in law enforcement once they can finally wake up, which is coming, and those also in military. Because once everybody simply sees this truth as we move forward, he was one of the greatest generals in this world. Hours, no different.
A late night person, usually 10 or 11, I'm in bed. Well, I was sleeping, and next thing I know, because I live with my mother, and she's saying the police are at the door wanting to talk to you. So I took I was, you know, like a little disoriented. And of course, they come to take you off guard so that you're not prepared. You're not thinking clearly.
Yeah, the police come at 11 o'clock at night to visit her. Unbelievable.
And what time was this?
This is midnight, Christopher. Midnight they came to the house. If they had all that time, it had been hours had gone by.
Yep.
There was nothing urgent. Anyway, here they are. So I went out and talked to them only because I know my mom doesn't want the police hanging around outside. So I thought I got to go out and talk to them, get rid of them as fast as possible. And so I went out on the porch and the first thing I said was, do you have a warrant? And I thought they said no. Like, I'm pretty sure they said no. That was what I heard. So I was just like, okay, you're on private property, go away, you're not welcome here, goodbye. And then they started saying they had a warrant. And I didn't think to ask to see, I wasn't thinking clearly at all. I didn't have my phone, I wasn't filming. I was just like, and so they're saying, they're claiming they have a warrant for my arrest. And I started saying, I was so angry. I was so angry at being woken up. And I was so angry, I was like, your colleagues refused to look at the videos. It's 100% clear. I did not try to hit anybody. They said, oh, it's not for hitting somebody. It's for criminal harassment. And what's this other thing they call it? I forget. There's a second one. It's this new thing in the criminal code about bothering a medical officer, interference or something with a medical officer.
So if I can just jump in here for a second, I want everyone to understand something, that when Christine walked outside, you don't ask, the first thing you don't ask for is you got a warrant. If you're going to do the warrant thing, you say you got a bond attached to that warrant. We've gone over that. But the first thing you say to them is, do you have a verified claim from another man or woman that I've trespassed causing you wrong or harm? Full stop. And they're going to say, no, we don't. And then they say, well, you better produce the contract you have right now with the service corporation you work for that I am somehow under your jurisdiction, because unless you got a verified claim, I've caused wrong or harm to another man or woman, you got no business being here. You're trespassing and you're actually terrorizing me at what you're doing right now. That's how you need to work it the next time. Everybody, so you know that when you interact with these people that work for these so-called law enforcement agencies, which they're not, they're just policy enforcers for a larger government agency, that's the first two questions you hit them with. And they say, yes, we do have a warrant. You say, let me see the bond that's attached to that warrant. See, if they don't have a bond attached to that warrant, then that warrant is worthless to begin. It's worthless to begin with in the first place. But they've got to first put on the record that you've got a verified claim from this man or woman. They can't go to their little...
Anyway, I think that's to do with common law. I don't understand that. I don't know if the cops understand that. So it's pretty interesting. Pretty interesting. And Christine is right into that with Christopher James. I think they would still arrest you anyway with whether their warrant is bogus or not. I'd really check into that before I went crazy with the cops. But it's easy to say when you're behind your computer, video camera, many miles away. But when the police come to your door at midnight to harass you over clearly she did not harass anyone, it's ridiculous. And this extra entry into the Criminal Code of Canada that you cannot approach a medical officer, unbelievable. This is what's happening in Kanakistan where we live, though. Not good. So they built a wall using the law, and people need to realize this. Not good. All right. Let us, I wanted to mention... from shorts.fakeologist.com. This is actually kind of important, and it is going on, and it is big. They are doing a trucker's convoy to converge trucks from four different directions all across Canada to Ottawa, our capital of Canada, and that's happening now. The interesting part of this, they call it the Freedom Convoy. The interesting part about this is they did a fundraiser on GoFundMe. They've raised almost $3 million. Look at this. One guy gave $10,000. Raymar and the construction guys are making tons of money, by the way. Someone from a construction company gave 10 grand as well. So there's some big money coming in here. Lots of anonymous money. Families for Joy. Look at that. A lot of feed companies. Apparently they're being screwed up right now. I gave a few bucks. Pretty impressive. $3 million. So the crime sinister of Canada has tried to attach the word terrorist to this person here, Tamara Litch. Not sure who she is. I think she might have something to do with a political party, the Maverick Party. Okay, so she's being publicly lynched by some of the Crime Sinister's buddies. She's being attacked. And I guess that's the main way to do it, is to tar and feather. But the money should be going to food and gas. And I don't even care if it does or doesn't. You just have to put a little bit of faith into these things. I'm sure when there's this many people involved, that most of the money is going to go to the right place. So if you want to go donate, just go to GoFundMe and look up Freedom Convoy 2022. It's happening. And their idea is to go to Ottawa. They're going to surround Ottawa, which is our nation's capital. And I think they're going to basically choke off the city until something is rescinded. Can't see that happening. But this has never happened in Canada before. So I'm still pretty impressed by what's happening. So if you can give money and you think it's a worthwhile cause, which I do, there's the link. GoFundMe, 2.8 million or 3 million. I think it'll go way higher than that, especially with people giving $10,000 at a time. That's going to, and that is money well deserved. So obviously fuel is at record highs right now. So just to drive across Canada, to drive one of these big trucks across Canada probably would cost, or there and back. So if you're coming from Vancouver, I'm pretty sure that's about at least five grand in diesel. So I don't think any of these truckers should have to, because they're obviously also taking a week or two off. So they're losing 5 to 10 grand a week. So definitely donate to help pay for all the fuel. I would say most of this money is going to fuel. Definitely the number one cost. Food and lodging is nothing compared to the fuel. So all these guys are going across, so good on them. And in the dead of winter, and it's cold. Bloody cold out tonight, minus 16 in Kanata, where I live, and I'm in the south. Pretty cool. And I believe they have a website called CanadaUnity.com where you can track the convoy. And I'm not exactly sure what this is all about. Server update. Okay, click on bear hug. So in 5 hours and 5 days and 14 hours, they're going to be there. So there you go. They show the route. Prince Rupert to Prince George. Well, they're just coming from all over the place. You can see what's happening here. Eastern route. Guys are going right across Newfoundland. Yeah, that's the most direct route, I guess. Or maybe not, but then they're going to take the ferry from here. That's got to cost a fortune to get on that ferry with a big truck. And then from winter, this is the southern route. It's pretty impressive. Pretty impressive. What's going on right now? So there's your view of what's happening. That's where they're going, Parliament Hill. So that's what's happening in Canada. That's a big deal. Whether it will lead to shortages in our stores, I don't think most of the trucks from where I live are going to this rally. So there's still going to be tons of trucking going on, but that's a pretty impressive thing happening in Canada. So I would say support it if you can, or if you want to. All right, don't forget, we have many audio chats. We got Rick and Rollo. It was a good show, another 5 hour show. I was on it. We've got an audio chat from last Friday, myself and Graphene Lemming. Got tons of stuff here. So take a peek. And many blog posts to go through. Keep up with. I don't even remember. I post so much, it's hard to keep up. Manufacturing destruction of democracies. Yeah, they're working hard at what I've said for a long time. They want to bring in a technocratic elite to run all the countries as they dissolve them into post-nation states. Kanakala doing what she does best, showing all the money going to churches. I put a link to the forums, Ecologist forums, where Xylophilex, he goes into the Paradise Fires, which Graphene Lemming brought up. Take a look at that. Definitely a psyop, according to Xylophilex. If you want to respond to the on the forums, you have to register. You just go up here and register. That would be a registration button. So yeah, take a peek at that. All right, I've gone about an hour. That's about enough. I gave you many things to look at, to listen. Finished watching Naomi. Lots to listen to. Lots to look into. You want to donate, fakeologist.com/donate. You don't need any kind of account anywhere. You can just pull out your credit card, make a one-time or a monthly donation. It's your choice. It's super fast. And I appreciate anyone and everyone who has donated in the past. One other heads up. In a couple Sundays from now, it looks like I'll be doing a broadcast with John LeBon and IPS. Get a little synergy going there. That will be on February 6th, which is a Sunday, 2 weeks from today, which will be in the afternoon. So look towards that. John LeBon is organizing all that. And let's just see if there's any closing remarks from the comments. Yeah, I should join the convoy. Well, yeah, I should. Maybe I should. Maybe I'll join it for a few miles in Toronto as they go through. Yeah, the truck, living in a truck is not that comfortable. Yeah, there's... when you're living in a few square feet, it's not comfortable. It's like a jail cell. So the bed is only got a tiny, skinny mattress. Dirty Benny, you like the audio quality? Good. Yeah, thank you. And yeah, maybe it'll be a great show, Linda. I hope so. And thanks everyone for participating in the audio chats and the comments. And Dirty Benny has lots of stuff on Fakeologist forums. Make sure you go there. The Discord server is back, fake11.com/Discord. Thank you to Bella said and everyone else for setting it up. Tons of content, tons of interesting stuff. Don't forget we have a Telegram, fake11.com/Telegram. And we will talk to you probably tomorrow. Have a good night. FAK, ooh, I should put this back on the screen. FAK 463. January 23rd, 2022. Have a good one.